The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Once, I wrote a poem in the All Things Considered newsroom. I read the stories coming in from the field, praying that one of them might ignite in my imagination whatever it is that makes a poem come to life. Something did. I read the stories coming in from the field, praying that one of them might ignite in my imagination whatever it is that makes a poem come to life. Something did. A story that allowed me to imagine a bus full of people on their way from one life to another, to see the clothes they wore and the worry that dogged them. A story that allowed me to imagine a mother and a child clinging to one another in hope and desperation. At around 4 p.m., after a furious few hours of writing and no small amount of panic, I read my poem for broadcast on the air. I'm glad I did it, but I don't imagine I'd ever do it again, because it's terrifying, because writing a poem on demand for a waiting audience can feel so risky. In fact, it can feel like a betrayal of the very impulse to write, an impulse that prizes freedom, privacy, and what the great poet Elizabeth Bishop once described as, quote, a self-forgetful, perfectly useless concentration. Writing a poem on demand, you can't forget yourself. You can barely concentrate. You know someone is looking to you to say what ought to be said in the way it ought to be put so as to elicit the feeling that ought to be felt. And of course, you, being a poet after all, have no idea what any of those oughts ought to look like. Today's poem is Mother Mind by Julia Ward Howe, who wrote The Battle Hymn of the Republic in 1861. I recognize in this poem a familiar anxiety at the prospect of producing a poem for a waiting audience, and the feeling that a poet's best poems are the product of something more mysterious than mere will. Mother Mind by Julia Ward Howe. I never made a poem, dear friend. I never sat me down and said, this cunning brain and patient hand shall fashion something to be read. Men often came to me and prayed I should indite a fitting verse for fast or festival or in some stately pageant to rehearse, as if then Balaam, more endowed, I of myself could bless or curse. Reluctantly, I bade them go, ungladdened by my poet might. My heart is not so churlish, but it loves to minister delight. But not a word I breathe is mine to sing in praise of man or God. My master calls at noon or night. I know his whisper and his nod. Yet all my thoughts to rhythms run, to rhyme my wisdom and my wit. True, I consume my life in verse, but wouldst thou know how that is writ? 'Tis thus, through weary length of days, I bear a thought within my breast that greatens from my growth of soul and waits and will not be expressed. It gratens till its hour has come. Not without pain it sees the light. Twixt smiles and tears I view it o'er, and dare not deem it perfect quite. These children of my soul I keep where scarce a mortal man may see, yet not unconsecrate, dear friend, baptismal rites they claim of thee. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.